we are in downtown Palmer, Alaska, studios of KVRF, Big Cabbage Radio. And I have as my guest this afternoon a lady who's going to speak about something that has come out of Palmer and traveled a long way and presently resides in South America. And she has quite a story to tell. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce White Eagle.
Thank you for having me. It's good to be home in Palmer. That's for sure, with the snow on the mountains and the colors changing and just about to fly south myself at the moment.
All right. Well, I understand that you travel quite a bit, but you consider Palmer as a home location.
Yes, I've been in Alaska 32 years now and made all of South Central my home. And in the last 10, we've been traveling quite a bit more with the Peace Drum.
Okay. Now, and that's something that some of our listeners may be familiar with and others may not, the Peace Drum. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the Grandmother Drum International Peace Project was a vision given to me in dreams over many years of a heartbeat that would unite all tribes and nations, no matter what part of the world we were in. And the drum is such a universal symbol of the heart. And so it literally was built here, and it was built in Chicoloon in 2000. We started and received the blessings from the Athabascan tribes in our area, the Chicoloon Nation, and the Kenaitse and Kokinlet tribes, and all gave their blessing that this message would come out of the north. And in the Hopi and Navajo prophecy, it talks about the spreading of this kind of energy. They called it the whirling rainbow, when all the tribes would come back together, and that healing would begin in the north. So we thought this was a part of that prophecy, and created the drum over a year's period. It took us to build a 7-foot drum.
So that's, the 7 feet is larger than any drum that I can remember ever seeing, and I've seen a few drums. I'm curious. This is a fascinating story. Has that drum been heard here in Palmer, and when has it been played here?
Oh, yes. It's been played many, many, many times in Palmer. Every year we have our annual winter solstice ceremony here. We've been at the state fair. We've been at Job Corps. We do drum making workshops every month here in Palmer when we're home. And we're home a good 6 months out of the year now. The other times we're traveling now. But in the beginning, we did most of our work in the Alaska communities.
Okay. So this drum, which started life here in the valley in Chicoloon, Palmer, is now a long way from Palmer.
It is. It's going all the way down what the native people call the song line, the eagle and condor song line, all the way from Alaska to South America. It's in Lima at the moment, about to launch into the Amazon to do some work with the indigenous people of the Amazon. So we've traveled really hundreds of thousands of miles with her by boat, car, camel, you name it. We've done it. And last year was teasingly renamed Indiana Jane. For the kind of adventures we've been on with this drum. Everybody goes, how do you get that around, you know? And, you know, we feel like it amplifies and gives people power to make change in their life. And it has such a, you know, the five-year-old and all of us loves the drum. You know, it's a universal instrument to unite people easily.
Okay. So a little more detail here. It's sitting in Lima, Peru. And you're going to do something with it. Tell us a little bit about what's going to happen when you arrive in Peru and the drum and you are reunited.
Well, it was inspired by a beautiful woman we met in Peru when we were there in May, and that's why the drum is still there. We're continuing to finish our work. We came back. We didn't want to miss Alaska at home in the summer, so we popped back home and left her there for a few months, and now we're returning because there's an amazing story happening on the Amazon. Many of you may or may not be aware of the plight of the Amazon at this time, but the movie Avatar with Sigourney Weaver was based on the plight of the Amazon. They are trying to build 60 dams on the Brazil side of the Amazon, which will literally and utterly flood out the indigenous people and much plant and animal life wildlife of the Amazon. It's the biggest environmental crisis of our time. And we've been invited, a boat was donated that we could float the Amazon doing prayer ceremony with the indigenous people and filming this to bring public awareness to the plight of the indigenous people who just don't really have much of a voice about what's happening right now, and they're doing their best to galvanize with environmental groups and such. And so we just feel that that will bring more awareness.
Okay, so the picture I have in my mind is this very large drum, 7 feet in diameter, that's going to be on a boat, and it's going to be on the Amazon, and you're going to travel with it. Tell us a little bit about the people that are involved, either those that are going down as part of the drum or activity, or the people you expect to be supporting there in Puruperuru.
Well, we are working with two environmental groups that are down there already that live outside of Iquitos on the Peru side now of the Amazon. And we are bringing forward a bunch of our staff, about 12 of our own community that are coming. And our vision is just to really visit with the tribes and unite the tribes through ceremony and prayer. And our people believe that everything starts with prayer, and if we can collectively gather enough prayer and intention from the world, and we're joining with World Puja Network, one of the largest internet radio networks. Puja means prayer.
Okay, so at the beginning of this piece, we played a little bit of the drum music, and we're going to be listening to a little bit more before we end. But maybe you could say a few words about the selections, the kind of music. I know you've made some CDs. You have made quite a collection. Tell us maybe some of those that you have found the most powerful or you like the best.
Well, the first track that we're going to hear that's, you know, really the background to this interview is called Journey of the Heart Activation, and that's probably the most powerful work, is just hearing the heartbeat itself. It's the oldest sound that we hear coming into this life, is our mother's heartbeat. So there's something that this drum does to the soul that activates people to come back to their heart, and I guess if we could have a slogan, it would be listening to the heart, following the beat. You know, listening to our hearts. And in this global situation that we're entering and the time on Earth that is just exponential with our decisions about the environment and politics and everything, is that we must come back to the heart and the heart of community and the heart of our Earth and sustainable living. So I think the drum speaks to that really beautifully through this track. And the second track, Cosmic Melody, was recorded live in a water chamber in Jerusalem, underground. It's perfectly acoustical to the cave itself. There was no mixture of this track. And this is really a prayer for the living waters that we did through this CD called Living Waters of Grace. And it's about sending love and thanks to the water and being our lifeblood. And, of course, the Amazon being 20% of our fresh water for the planet.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you for those descriptions. We're going to be playing both sections to people have some better understanding of what you've just described. And then you're going to be back in December or thereabouts, and will that be a time when people here in Palmer would be able to hear the drum and see it once again back in the valley?
Back in the valley, yes. We'll be back by the 20th, and winter solstice is the 22nd. We'll be at the depot, and hopefully we'll have some of the raw footage at least to show people what we've done on the Amazon, and that is going to be finished by early January to be put through the World Puja Network. And in the meantime, we just really invite people to go to some of these websites like AmazonWatch.org that are petitioning so heavily for the indigenous people and life in the Amazon, not only with the dams, but also with oil companies that are dumping in the Amazon, a road that's recently been talked about in the news going through Bolivia. All of this, this is 20% of our air, 20% of our water, the battery pack of our planet. So please, if it calls to you, get involved in that way. And you can support us as well by visiting our website at whirlingrainbow.com is our website.
Thank you very much. And we will have all of those references on our website, radiofreepalmer.org. for people who are interested in following your work and contributing in some way.
Well, I just really want to thank the people of Palmer and the Valley because they birthed this drum and the vision of letting love get stronger than fear in our lives, and that we strengthen that heart so that we can move forward in these times that we're in with a strength of unity and sustainability for all people and all life on the planet. So I am thrilled that I'm in my home, that this is our first radio station, and I can share with you the heartbeat of Palmer.
Thank you very much.